Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ninika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Like many parents who want to shift from control-based parenting to collaboration-based parenting, you just want things to get better, to feel easier. You want both you and your child to feel more positively about your interactions. You use some respectful parenting tools that you've learned, your child responds with less resistance than usual, and you feel encouraged. Maybe things can change. When the next challenging situation arises, however, that same approach doesn't result in cooperation. You decide that because she's back to being the same challenging kid she was last week, that clearly this respectful parenting stuff doesn't work with your kid. Your kid needs tough love, not this coddling, respectful stuff. It can seem that way. But maybe what's happening is that your child just needs more instances of her voice being heard, felt, and considered by you. You could take more opportunities to show her that putting her guard down with you is a safe thing to do. And then she could begin to see that letting you know how she feels can be fruitful and actually lead to getting your needs met. When she's able to string together many experiences of you validating her emotions, she can start to trust that this is the new normal. The challenge is that respectful parenting requires a genuine desire to understand your child's perspective and an underlying consciousness of acceptance, especially when they're behaving in challenging ways. Otherwise, you're just parroting respectful phrases with the continued desire to control and change your child, but in a nice way. Improving the parent-child dynamic is going to take changes on the part of the only person you have any real control over, yourself. Changing your behavior necessarily changes the dance between you and your child. Some kids, feeling confused by this change, will try to reestablish the old dance that they know better. They need repeated experiences of your commitment to your new dance steps. The problem is that it can be easier to white-knuckle through your child's expressions of emotions than it is to really show acceptance. Today I'm talking about the concept of validation. Here are 9 ways to express that you're truly and deeply interested in your child's perspective, even when you don't agree. That can help you begin to rebuild the trust you need to send your relationship with them in a new direction. Give full attention to your child. Put your technology, your reading, or your activity aside for the moment. Let your child know that what they're saying or doing is important and visible and relevant to you by being in the present moment with them. Focus on your child's why rather than the what. It takes a lot of practice to hold your child's version of the facts or the truth as valid when your ideas of both may be quite different. So it's important to remember that you can disagree with what your child's opinions and behaviors are while also empathizing with and clearly communicating that it's understandable to you why they'd hold those opinions or choose those behaviors, given the context of their personality, their physiological state, and their past or current situation, among other factors. Reflect back what you hear, avoiding any statements of judgment. Communicate that you've accurately heard what your child is saying, and be open to correction. Validating your child requires that you're able to listen, observe, and describe what you're hearing and seeing your child communicate without adding your own opinions and interpretations. If your child says in a very sad voice, "He hates me," you might reflect, "You seem really sad. Pretty convinced that he hates you, huh?" And you'd hold back the desire to say things like, of course he doesn't hate you. You just hung out this weekend and had a great time.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Give voice to the part of your child's experience that they're not telling you with words. Observe your child's facial expression, body language, tone of voice, or their current behavior. Given what you already know about them, what are these nonverbals telling you about what's going on for them? Describe out loud your guess about the feelings, thoughts, or wishes you're seeing in them by saying things like, "Seems like you're really disappointed we didn't get here in time to meet your friends." Be open to be corrected if you didn't guess quite right. Be aware of your own nonverbal communication. Notice what you're saying with your body language. Make sure your verbal tone, body posture, and facial expressions and eye gaze are communicating acceptance rather than judgment. Rolling your eyes, sighing emphatically, sucking your teeth, walking away, talking under your breath, or saying, "I don't want to hear it." They all communicate dismissal and invalidation. Find the grain of truth in your child's perspective or situation. When we validate our child's experiences, we're verifying the facts of a situation. For example, while getting dressed for the day, if your child says they don't want to wear a new pair of shorts you purchased because they prefer a longer length, you can validate that you hear and understand this by simply offering them a longer pair of shorts without a whole lecture about having bought anything and all the other things you might want to say. Look for how your child's thoughts, words, and actions make sense in light of previous or current circumstances. Show your understanding that their actions are reasonable and effective given the present situation or what their goals are. Like, it's normal for you to be nervous on your first day at a new school, especially after your first day at camp this summer was so tough. Acknowledge that all of your child's emotions, thoughts, and behaviors have a cause, even if you don't know exactly what the cause is. If your child eats the cookies you were saving for tomorrow, you can acknowledge that the urge to eat cookies is hard to ignore, and it can be hard to stop ourselves from doing really pleasurable things. And treat your child as reasonable and capable. It can be tempting to talk down to your child because you believe them to be too inexperienced or fragile. Instead, speak to them as an equal and a whole person with real and valid feelings and experiences. It takes a lot of courage and effort to pivot to a respectful parenting approach if you've been raised with or have historically used punitive discipline. Even as you shift your approach, your child might be skeptical, not trusting that things have really changed, and may test your resolve. Doubling down on validation can help. Practicing validation shows your child that you're trying hard to understand what's important to them, even when you don't approve or agree. Reflecting back to your child not only the words you're hearing, but also the feelings you're accurately picking up on that they don't have to say directly, helps your child feel felt by you on a deep level. Finally, validating your child not only shows them that you value them enough to try to understand how their experiences make sense from their point of view, but it has the added bonus of potentially making your child more open and responsive to your concerns and point of view. I hope that's helpful. You can find out more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. That's all one word, brooklynparenttherapy.com. And on Instagram at bkparents. That's bkparents. If you have more questions about validating children or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.